Here are some statistics. Youth ER visits for mental health issues have increased 31% amid the pandemic. A new national campaign does offer resources to help you parents, caregivers, support kids' emotional well-being. Very important in these times. We bring you on to discuss mental health expert, Dr. Alfie M. Breland Noble. Dr. Breland Noble, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for you and obviously the good work you do, pioneering psychologist with a passion for helping people of all backgrounds achieve hashtag optimal mental health should be required conversation every day. So thank you for you. And let's get right into this conversation. How are our kids doing? Well, when it comes to mental health, can you follow up?
Sure. So amid the pandemic, we know that isolation and loneliness have exponentially increased for our young people because so many are struggling with having to do school from home. They're not able to be with their friends. They're not able to socialize in the ways that we would want them to at this age. This is a critically important age. And so what we're seeing, in addition to what you shared about emergency room visits, is exponentially increasing symptoms of depression and anxiety, as well as suicidal thoughts and suicidal ideation. So this is a really rough time for many of our young people, and for our young people who are of color or of marginalized identities, it is even harder because those social networks that they have formed really help to bolster them in times like this, and they've lost access to that.
For that. Well, we are just ahead of Mental Health Awareness Month. We will talk about the Sound It Out campaign, but I'll have you expand further on why it is important for parents to talk. And I think we're going to zone in on the middle school age kids about their emotional well-being, Doctor.
That's exactly right. So for our middle schoolers, developmentally, they're at an age where, you know, almost half of mental illnesses are going to show up right before these kids hit high school. So by the age of 14, we're really seeing many of our mental illnesses, the symptoms really start to manifest themselves. And so it's really important that we catch these things early, because as I always share with people, if you can catch it early, you can work on it, right? And so you may never get to a place where you're fully, completely 100% free of depression or anxiety or things of that nature, but you certainly can get it to a place where you can have what I call optimal mental health. And so the soundituttogether.org, that's where we can find the resources. This campaign between the Ad Council, and Pivotal Ventures is really one that focuses on a critical need for a critical time period for our young people and gives parents a tool that's culturally relevant and that's age appropriate through music and lyrics to help our young people learn about emotional well-being, learn about mental illness and mental health, and to learn how they can take care of and support themselves.
Wonderful. Go into detail a bit more this use of the power of music to help parents and caregivers have conversations. How does it work?
Sure. So what music does is I was talking to someone earlier, and they said it makes parents cool. If you pick the right kind of music, right? And so we want to be engaging with our young people through mediums that feel relevant for them. That's the best place to start. If you can grab somebody and join with them, one of the ways that we do that is to find what they like. And so what I love about this campaign is that the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures have really honed in on what do our young people like. So we have some of the top artists of our current day who have brought together and put together these lyrics and these songs based on real conversations with our young people. So having the combination of those lyrics, the kind of music that our young people like, the beats and the sounds, that really is something that allows a young person to look at the website, to listen to the songs, to read the lyrics and say, that's me. That reflects me. And that is one of the best ways to open up conversations between parents and kids. It takes some of the pressure off of the parents for having to find exactly the right words.
Wonderful. Of course, talking all things mental health, the Sound It Out campaign, Dr. Alfie M. Breland Noble, pioneering psychologist. That's good to be called a pioneer, right?
That's right. I love it.
It's so good. Let me ask you one more detail. Comes at a time, as we've been reviewing, when many young people are struggling with isolation and stress. Are you actually placing an emphasis on reaching parents and caregivers in the Hispanic and Black communities as well, which face the additional trauma?
Yes, that's exactly right. I'm so glad you raised that issue. Mm-hmm. And so That's one of the things that, you know, I said a lot of things are great about this campaign, but part of this is it's not to erase other cultural groups. It's not to minimize the needs of other racial, ethnic, cultural groups. It is just to say that for this phase of the campaign, what we really want to focus on is two communities that have a vital and really significant need, because we know how COVID has ravaged these two communities in particular. And so the need for addressing the mental health of these young people in these ethnic groups, in these racial groups, is vital because we know what their families are struggling with, right? Because they're disproportionately out on the front lines, disproportionately have had to work through the pandemic outside the home. And so we know what these kids are struggling with. And, you know, it's really important to me that the campaign decided to focus on these two groups because I'm passionate about both, and because we know that there is a really unique and critical need. So the artists and the young people who were chosen to help build this really reflect the diversity within both of those communities, which also makes all of this even more wonderful.
Thank you for that. All right, numbers often don't lie. We have work to do, but thanks to the Sound Out campaign, yourself and the partners involved, we're going to get it done. So Dr. Alfie M. Breland-Noble, how do we find out more information?
Sure. I love that you asked this question. So the website is soundituttogether.org. All those words run together, .org. And then I also want to encourage our young people to check out the social media on Instagram. There are opportunities to listen to the music, to read the lyrics, to learn more, to get some resources for how to talk to, for parents, how to talk to their kids, and vice versa. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to bring families together around this really critical issue of mental health and emotional well-being.
Thank you for your work. Kudos to you with this kickoff today. And we'll speak again. Thank you, Dr. Breland-Noble.
Thank you.